I hope you have enjoyed the music in the service today, and perhaps you may think that the emphasis on the Holy Spirit may be a little late in the theological calendar, as we celebrated Pentecost this year in early June. But of course, the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost is always a thrilling memory for us to share whenever we share it with each other. But today, I'd like to add a further thought. Throughout the service today, we've heard about the love of God, and that's always something we can enjoy remembering. How many sermons could we produce on that theme? And wasn't that choral piece by John Stainer on John 3:16, sung by the St. Paul's Cathedral, beautiful? And of course, to realise that God loved us so much that he was willing to give Jesus to pay for the sin of the world is in itself enough to encourage us to give continual thanks to a God who has made it possible for us to have the certainty of eternity with him, having had the penalty of our sin paid, which would otherwise have prevented us from entering heaven. That in itself is a miracle worth sharing and declaring. God's gift of salvation is priceless beyond words. And if that was all God did for us, realizing it would still mean that we would want to spend our time on earth showing how grateful we are to him. But here's the further thought I'd like to share with you. Grateful as we are for the gift of salvation, the fact is that there are still so many people who have not accepted God's offer. Some have heard about it and are not convinced of the urgency of accepting it. Others have yet to hear the gospel. God, in love for us, has given the Holy Spirit to us, not only that with his indwelling we can sense and enjoy God's presence, but that by the insight and power of the Holy Spirit within us, we can lead others to God's offer of salvation. This can happen in so many ways, which are granted to us only when we receive the Holy Spirit. And by his power, we reach unsaved people we would not be able to reach otherwise. There are Christians who have naturally striking personalities, who are very persuasive. But God has a plan for each of us. And striking personality or not, it might be that the person God would have us reach can only be reached by us once we have been anointed by the Holy Spirit. Perhaps someone will only be persuaded to act. Perhaps someone will only be persuaded to accept God's offer of salvation through what, to them, is not a human act. The Holy Spirit will give us the ability to speak in a way that enables the human words we speak to be words of powerful conviction. At other times, someone may be suffering from a long-time illness, and under the direction of the Holy Spirit, by laying hands on the person, they feel the healing power of the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine how a non-Christian would be open to receiving God's salvation if that happened to them? Corinthians gives a list of the gifts the Holy Spirit gives to enable us to lead those who have not received Jesus as their Lord and Saviour to do so. So my further thought is that, wonderful as the love of God is, that he gave Jesus to offer salvation to the world, God's love doesn't end with that miraculous gift. It's not that he gives to us that gift and then expects us in gratitude and love to serve him. Once we accept his salvation, he doesn't just leave us to get on doing what is necessary to lead others to receive salvation. He wants us to have absolutely everything we need to lead others to claim salvation. as Jesus explained. If your earthly Father who loves you will give you good gifts, how much more will your heavenly Father give you what you need? In giving us the gift of the Holy Spirit, God ensures we need never protest that we are not able to represent him, that we don't have this or that ability to reach non-Christians, that we aren't gifted speakers, that others can do so much better than we can do. When we receive the Holy Spirit, there will never be a day that we will be found wanting when God leads us to serve him. We have his reassurance that he will give to us all we need because his love for us means he totally trusts us. What a responsibility we have. What a privilege we have. Dear friends, when God guides you to those who need him, in whatever way that may be, the gift of the Holy Spirit to you will empower you to answer that person's need completely. God's love is such that he does not expect you or me to do what we cannot do in our own strength or through our own personalities. His love for us is such that he will always provide all we need to lead others to him. He will never expect us to minister for him without providing the means to do so. So yes, as it says in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That is amazing love. But he also loves us to ensure that we can serve him as amazingly by being empowered by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In our benediction, I refer you to the words of Charles Wesley, and I would invite you to receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit to enable you to do all you need to lead others to God, and to inspire and encourage those who have already accepted Jesus but want to serve him with power. May God's richest blessing be upon you as today you receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit.